As an increasing number of people die from fentanyl overdose, Idaho's public information campaign Fentanyl Takes All has focused on educating the public, and especially young people, about the drug's danger. Among them, fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, and 6 and 10 pills contain a potentially lethal dose. A major focus for that campaign is to raise public awareness about the drug among children as early as middle school. U.S. Attorney for Idaho Josh Hurwitz says social media is a common tool used to market drugs to children. He says his office is redoubling efforts to find drug traffickers.
Drug dealers are reaching out proactively to young people trying to sell them fentanyl and other drugs. And guardians, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers need to be aware of that.
Though law enforcement is working to crack down on traffickers, experts say that's only one piece to a much larger puzzle. Among other things, the state has also added funding for more mental health treatment and recovery services. Another tool is the opioid reversal drug naloxone, but a provision in a law passed this year limits the state's distribution of naloxone to first responders. Sean Hogan is a recovery coach at the Latah Recovery Center in Moscow. He says that's less than ideal.
The first few minutes can make such a crucial difference. The rural communities, the response time is long enough that if you're not breathing, you may not be alive by the time first responders are on scene.
Until earlier this year, the center was able to order and distribute naloxone from the state. They're still distributing it, he says, but they've had to find alternative sources. Daryl Keim is the director of the Latah Recovery Center. He says there's no silver bullet to addressing drug use. Fentanyl's explosion in the drug world is because it's cheap, he says, sometimes cents per pill. But without addressing the root causes, people will use other drugs when one becomes unavailable.
Fighting drugs is like pushing down on a balloon. What happens when you push down on one side of a balloon? The other side pops up. They don't stop using the drug just because it became unavailable. They find the next drug. Fighting drugs isn't fighting the drug problem.
Hogan says many people have a misconception that they won't be affected by drug addiction because of things like education or class. But that's not always the case.
It's not just the individual under the bridge who's using fentanyl or other drugs. It's the athlete whose prescription has run out and they're still dependent on opiates. It's the mom who had surgery.
Representatives from the Department of Health and Welfare have said they hope to recommence naloxone distribution by the end of the year. But for now, the opioid reversal drug is harder to access than it was before for many Idahoans. Denise Davis Miller is also a recovery coach for the center. Part of her job, she says, is building relationships with users who come in for harm reduction materials like naloxone and helping them pursue recovery.
We're getting to meet them, we're getting to talk to them, and building a relationship with them. And if at some time further in the future they would like to come talk to us about going a different route, we're here for them.
In Moscow, I'm Rachel Sun reporting.